Proverbs Every Day, episode 265. We're going to try and get through this with a scratchy throat, but hey, it is what it is. All right, Proverbs 22 today. Let me go do a very quick prayer for you. I'm trying to minimize my words today as much as possible, but this is important. Father God, thank you for all that you've done for us, for our health, even if it's just relative health. I do just selfishly pray for my own health here, that this will be a short-lived, whatever this is that I'm going through, that will not be hindering me further. But I do pray also for anyone else who is struggling with their health. Father, I ask that you would restore wellness to our bodies, that sickness has no place here, that in Jesus' name we command it to be gone. And we love you and thank you for that. Also in Jesus' name, amen. All right. Sorry, I got the chills. All right, y'all. Reading Proverbs 22 in the complete Jewish Bible. I just got back from Orlando, and as the day progressed yesterday, I got the swollen, you know, lymph nodes, and the throat has gotten scratchier and scratchier, and now I'm finally to the point of actually having the chills and whatnot. So a client of mine I was talking with in Jacksonville said, "Oh, sounds like you got the Florida man flu." So I thought that was pretty funny, but yeah, I kind of wish I didn't. In any case, we'll be faithful to this, and we're going to try and get through it the best we can. Like, I just apologize in advance if I'm a little more brief today, but yeah, conserving. I actually need to record two of these, so yeah, we'll do our best. Awesome. All right, everyone. Proverbs 22, rather than wealth, choose a good reputation. Esteem over silver and gold. We see that a lot. It makes you think maybe it's important. Rich and poor have this in common. Adonai made them both. Shall we highlight this? Shall we share this on social media today? Just saying. It's not for us to judge. Verse 3. The clever see trouble coming and hide. The simple go on and pay the penalty. I think it's worldly trouble. Not that they've done something wrong. It's more worldly trouble. The reward for humility is fear of Adonai, along with wealth, honor, and life. Thorns and snares beset the way of the stubborn. He who values his life keeps his distance from them. The classic right here. Train a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not swerve from it. The rich rule the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. I know some people that are back and forth on that verse, especially these days, as far as like, what does that mean from a standpoint of personal versus debt, from a business standpoint, what does that mean versus borrowing against appreciating assets versus depreciating assets, all that kind of stuff. But it doesn't matter. If you've borrowed something, or if you borrowed money for something, the reality is that you are enslaved to paying that back one way or another. And so that is something that does, you know, be over your head. So just be aware of that. He who sows injustice reaps trouble, and the rod of his angry outburst will fail. He who is generous is blessed, because he shares his food with the poor. Sorry. Doing my best to mute those. Sorry. Throw the scoffer out, and quarreling goes too. Strife and insults cease. He who loves the pure-hearted and is gracious in speech will have the king as his friend. The eyes of Adonai protect the man with knowledge, but he overturns the plans of a traitor. A lazy man says, "There's a lion outside. I'll be killed if I go out in the street." Lazy is lazy. The mouth of an adulteress is a deep pit. The man with whom Adonai is angry falls into it. Doing wrong is firmly tied to the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far away from him. Both oppressing the poor to enrich oneself and giving to the rich yield only loss. Pay attention and listen to the words of the wise. Apply your heart to my knowledge, for it is pleasant to keep them deep within you. Have all of them ready on your lips. I want your trust to be in Adonai. That is why I am instructing you about them today. I have written you worthwhile things, full of good counsel and knowledge, so that you will know that these sayings are certainly true, and bring back true sayings to him who sent you. Yeah, it's almost like a graduation letter or a pre-graduation letter kind of thing. Verse 22, don't exploit the helpless because they are helpless, and don't crush the poor in court, for Adonai will plead their case for them and withhold life from those who defraud them. Don't associate with an angry man. Make no hot-tempered man your companion. If you do, you may learn his ways and find yourself caught in a trap. Don't be one of those who gives pledges, guaranteeing loans made to others. For if you don't have the wherewithal to pay, they will take your bed away from underneath you. So it's always kind of confusing. Don't move the ancient boundary stone set up by your ancestors. It's a weird one, but it's, yeah. Do you see a man skilled at his work? He will serve kings, not obscure people. And again, this is one of those verses where we're not called to just simply exist. You know, we're created with an ability to improve ourselves. And I believe in expectation to improve ourselves. So if we are a people that simply sit around and wait for things to happen to us, then what's the point? You know, what's the benefit, I guess you could say. In all honesty, I think we need to make skilling up okay again and reward that. just, again, being with John Maxwell recently and some of his peers, that the prevailing thought, like the DNA, I guess you could say within that, really is that you know, we don't hand out participation trophies here. You know, that's not what we do. We need to challenge ourselves. We need to be people that are doing skillful work, even if we're using other people's materials to do it or other people's knowledge to do it. That doesn't mean we can't apply that skillfully. One of these days, I will teach kind of the value ladder concept and do that probably in a different channel, to be honest with you. But I do want to teach that specifically. I think we Christians have some learning to do and some repair work to do on our character. And so I do want to do that someday, but not today. I think for today, I probably need to let this go. And this might be one of the shortest ones I've done in a long time. But I do love you. Do hope that you are blessed by the best and then continue to be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye, Al.